local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5 on this shortened Thanksgiving week. Lots to talk about and fit in here to 3 days. Dr. Bill has our forecast on through the weekend ahead. We'll get to that in just a second, plus headlines from Kelly and in sports.
High school football playoffs still got some teams in our area alive for the semifinals.
And there is a college football game coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, what's it called? The Iron Bowl? Something like that?
Something like that. I get to that as well. Y'all stay close. Right now, we'll get traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center, we've got no new wrecks in the roadways from Daphne, Spanish Ford, to Goodright so far across the Bayway, the Causeway, downtown, if you travel Government Street, also from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt, and 65, radar and I-10, but no wrecks in the roadways. If you're new to radio control, Hobbytown USA on the corner of Schillinger Road and Airport in Mobile can set you up with an easy-to-fly Hobby Zone airplane that makes flying as easy as driving an RC car. It's Hobbytown USA. Call 633-8446. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Dr. Hansen and the healthcare professionals at Baldwin Denture Center, Highway 98 in Daphne, remind drivers to obey traffic signs, the signs of life. With all the rushing preparing for the holidays, it's more important than ever to be aware of the other driver. Pace your driving to the weather. Slippery roads demand more caution. Always keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and never drink or text while driving. This message from Dr. Hansen and the healthcare professionals of Baldwin Denture Center, Highway 98 in Daphne. With a very special thank you and best wishes for happy holidays and a happy new year.
7:08 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill coming up with a full forecast. Look forward to Thanksgiving Day and the weekend to follow. Yeah, that football game happening on Saturday. We'll get into that. Also, we'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM. Senator Doug Jones joins us at 8 o'clock. He's got a new red snapper bill he's dropping, says could help out Gulf anglers. We'll find out more about that coming up after 8. Also, the lottery is a go now in Mississippi. Drive across the line. Go get your lottery tickets. Has more money leaves the state of Alabama going elsewhere. What don't they have in Mississippi? They have every gambling form, right?
I believe they do, except they don't have online sports books.
But they have sports books
in the brick and mortar casinos. That's right.
They have class 3 gaming, obviously, that they've had.
Mm-hmm.
They've got lotto now, too.
Yeah, I think they've got everything.
All right, so there you go. They're getting the lotto on in Mississippi. Plus, a sad story over the weekend. Another law enforcement officer killed in the line of duty. More details right now with Kelly in headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The state of Alabama is mourning the loss of the 5th law enforcement officer killed in the line of duty just this year. Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams, affectionately known as Big John, and described as a professional and a pillar in the community where he grew up and served, was shot after he responded to a call at a convenience store Saturday night in Hainesville. Authorities say the suspect did surrender at the scene a few hours later. An Alabama law enforcement agency has identified that suspect as 18-year-old William Chase Johnson. After a nearly four-hour search, Johnson was taken into custody after returning to the scene of the crime. And we now know this morning he is the son of a sheriff's deputy in a different county. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said, quote, "I'm saddened to hear about Sheriff Big John Williams, who was tragically killed this evening in the line of duty. Through his service to our country and the United States Marine Corps and his many years working in law enforcement, he dedicated his life to keeping other people safe." A capital murder warrant has been issued for 24-year-old Shane Dunlap, also known as Shane Smith, for the death of Willie Charles Scott. Scott is from South Alabama. Troy police found Scott deceased at his home while responding to a call last Wednesday. That day, police also discovered Scott's vehicle was missing from his home, and authorities need your help not only locating that vehicle, but also Dunlap. As for the vehicle, it's described as a red 2003 Saturn Ion with Alabama tag 55AY701. Dunlap is described as 5 feet 11 inches tall and weighs 185 pounds and should be considered armed and dangerous. If you know of his whereabouts, you're encouraged to contact the police. There's a Crime Stoppers 24-hour hotline set up. 334-215-7867. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An 18-year-old is charged in the shooting death of an Alabama sheriff over the weekend. Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams was shot to death Saturday night in Hayneville, about 30 miles south of Montgomery. Sheriff Williams was responding to a noise complaint at a gas station. He's the 6th Alabama law enforcement officer killed in the line of duty this year. 18-year-old William Chase Johnson returned to the crime scene hours after that shooting and was taken into custody. He's being held without bond. A man is dead after a plane crash in northwest Florida. It happened at Peter Prince Field in Milton. The plane went down just before 10 o'clock Sunday morning. The pilot, the only one on board, was killed. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. The mysterious murder of a University of South Alabama professor remains unsolved. Campus police conducted a welfare check on Matthew Weiser's home on Gale Yard Drive Wednesday night. His body was found inside. He'd been shot to death. Right now, a suspect has not been arrested in the case. Mobile police believe this homicide is an isolated incident. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center. Layaway, gift certificates, and memberships are available for Christmas.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday. But wait, in 2 days, it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your everyday can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your everyday can be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
7:15, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Monday style. Sean and Dalton. Dr. Bill's got a forecast coming up for Thanksgiving Day that I think you're going to like, and we'll look forward to the weekend and the Iron Bowl ahead. That's all coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Dalton's got more updates in sports. Larry Kirby's going to join us here to talk from LCM in just a little bit. And right now, speaking of sports on the plains, it's time for Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by the Carrot Patch, Azalea City Rehab, and Edward Jones agents Keith Woodham and Carla Stewart.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It's Thanksgiving week and it's Iron Bowl week, and that means the structure of the week is a little different for Auburn football players and coaches. They had yesterday off. They'll practice today to prep for Saturday's 2:30 kickoff. Sophomore DB and punt returner Christian Tutt sounds like one of his coaches when he talks about the rivalry game.
It's all about us. You know, it's all about Auburn. It's not, it don't matter who we play, what we play, what time we play. You know, it's just all about Auburn defense, all about our standard, how we going to go out there and execute, how we approach, you know, this week, this game. So, I mean, it's all about us. We just go out, we got to go out there, play it to our standard, you know, and just execute.
Today is a busy day across the network. At 6 tonight, I'll be live at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn with Gus Malzahn to take your questions about the Iron Bowl and more. We'll also get visits from some other coaches as well. That's from 6 to 7 tonight on Tiger Talk. Then at 8, men's basketball pregame coverage from Brooklyn. Auburn joins New Mexico, Richmond, and Wisconsin at the Legends Classic.
If we'd have played this tournament at the start of the season, we would have lost both games for sure, for sure. We're in a position now where we're playing a little better. We have a chance to beat these teams. All are bigger, all are more athletic, all are more physical than the teams we've played up against to this point. So that's the next step. Can we handle the athleticism, the size, the physicality, the inside game, but mostly the physicality of these next two games?
Bruce Pearl and the Tigers tip at 8:30 tonight against New Mexico. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years, and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I choose the Sayu City Hand & Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Azalea City Hand and Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or AzaleaCityRehab.com.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm Keith Woodham, your Edward Jones financial advisor in West Mobile. We'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process, create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. Call me, Keith Woodham in West Mobile.
Or me, Carla Stewart in Spanish Fort for a face-to-face appointment.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
My husband's found a secret, Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gift she'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road. Here at Patch Jewelers.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You've heard about them for years. My friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services. And they offer a 12-year warranty on all new systems. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Who do you call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits? Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do you do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you. Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327, or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No new wrecks into roadways. Been a good ride for the 1065 split. Once again, if you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, light traffic and no major backups or delays. The South Alabama football team hosting the Arkansas State Red Wolves this Friday afternoon at 7 p.m. It's the final home game of 2019 at Land People Stadium. Get your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 722 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings, Monday style. Shortened week here, of course, with Thanksgiving coming up on, Thursday? Is it Thursday this year?
Yeah, I think this year it is.
You're going to do it on Thursday? It's going to fall on a Thursday. All right, yeah, Thanksgiving is here, and of course you are very busy if you are taking on the task of getting Thanksgiving dinner ready. How about this? What if you didn't have to worry about all the other stuff in the home? In other words, keeping your home neat and clean for the holiday season. The maids can help you with that, let you have more time to focus on that Thanksgiving dinner, and they give the gift of clean as they give you the gift of time. Think about this. Think about how much extra time you would have during the holidays or year-round if you didn't have to worry about making sure the house looked great. Let the maids do that for you. And right now, you can get a free estimate for your house at 344-6626. There's always people talk to me. They say, I'd like to have somebody help out around the house. I just don't know who to use. Use the people we use. 344-6626. Get a free estimate from the maids. Give yourself the gift of clean and the gift of time this holiday season. They're referred for reason, and I'm telling you now, referring you to call for that free estimate at 344-6626. All right, 722 and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It is official. Yet another person has entered the 2020 presidential race. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg announced on Sunday that, yes, he is joining the Democratic presidential field. The 77-year-old former Republican posted a message on his website and has also released a campaign video stating in part, quote, I'm running for president to defeat Donald Trump and rebuild America. We cannot afford four more years of presidential Trump's reckless and unethical actions. He represents an existential threat to our country and our values. If he wins another term in office, we may never recover from the damage. Now, the billionaire and former mayor of New York City will enter in very crowded Democratic field just 10 weeks before primary voting begins. Bloomberg says that he plans to create good-paying jobs, stop gun violence, fix the immigration system, and raise taxes on the wealthy, and that includes himself. Last Friday, authorities were notified of a social media threat to Elkmont High School, and now a 15-year-old male has been arrested for making a terroristic threat. According to the Limestone County Sheriff's Office, the teenager was a student at the school and was arrested about an hour later. Quote, saying, making threats of violence against a school is a serious offense and will result in immediate action by law enforcement for the safety of all of our children. That quote coming from the sheriff's office, and the high school took to social media. Elkmont High School took to their Facebook page saying that once law enforcement was contacted and the suspect was taken into custody, students and staff, they resumed their regular school day. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Alabama Crimson Tide in the Iron Bowl at Jordan-Hare Stadium on your home for the Auburn Tigers. FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by First South Farm Credit, your land and ag lending experts in Bay Minette, and the Carrot Patch. See their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Pre-game broadcast at 11:30 on FM Talk 106.5.
725 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's about 10 minutes away. And by the way, too, looking through our 1-800-GOT-CHUNK online opinion poll question, who won Thursday night's AL1 Congressional Republican primary debate? Right now, 42% for Wes Lambert. winning that debate. Jerry Carl, 26%. John Castorani, 11%. Bill Hightower, 11%. Chris Pringle, 11%. Coming in on the poll there, you can vote online, front page of the website, fmtalk1065.com. And if you did not get to hear that debate, well, it's waiting for you. Podcast form, sitting there. You can go a la carte to fmtalk1065.com. Click the link for podcast, go back, and you'll see the debate there.
Even easier, Sean.
Yeah,
there's a link at the top of the page that says 2020 elections.
Yes. What's behind that curtain?
Behind that curtain, you'll find not only the entire debate in podcast form, where you don't have to skip past commercials, but we've also got each of the interviews with the five candidates that Sean had on Midday Mobile. So pretty much a one-stop shop if you want to get to know your candidates for AL1 on this coming primary election cycle.
All right, because that is March 3rd coming up for the primary. We'll talk more about that in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, Senator Doug Jones is going to join us, too, at 8:05. Three big things, top news stories of the day. Pentagon fires Navy Secretary over the SEAL controversy. You'll hear more about that in an update from Westwood One in just a second. Plus, a second suspect arrested in the Anaya Blanchard alleged kidnapping. We'll get to that. And then the story, tragically, over the weekend, local law enforcement remembers Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. He was killed on Saturday night in the line of duty. I'll talk more about that. But this is the fifth law enforcement officer in the state of Alabama killed this year.
Yeah, and an entirely senseless killing.
Absolutely. I'll get into that story coming up in just a little bit. And I wanted Dalton to parlay something into the show here to talk about. We're talking about this during the news break, and this may be a heads up for you or maybe a family member. We talk about scams and Facebook scams all the time, but this is how it sounds.
Right, and I'll need some assistance, so listen closely if you're listening out there. So I've got a great aunt. My late grandmother's sister, and I haven't talked to her in way too long, but she contacted me, or at least I thought that she contacted me on Facebook Messenger. I got a message from her. It said hello at the end of last week, so I sent back a message. Hey, Aunt Shirley, how are you doing? She responds. I said, I'm great. Been busy with work and the baby. How are you and Uncle Jerry doing? That's where I get the message at 3 a.m. this morning. Doing very well, thanks. I was actually wondering if you also received your compensation. Now,
so she messages you back supposedly at 3 a.m. to ask you about compensation.
Yes, and at this point I went, probably not my aunt anymore that I'm talking to.
It's a good guess.
So I said, tell me more.
About this compensation?
About this compensation.
Okay.
And they just responded back, it's a give back financial support and you don't have to pay back. I got $170,000 from SEDA and your name was on number 113 while mine was on number 114. Wonder why you haven't gotten contacted yet. So it's that time of year where not only do you need to, you know, save every dollar you have to spend on Christmas presents for friends and family, but there's also a lot of people out there trying to take advantage of you and steal money from you, get you to send them money, and that's what I'm dealing with right here. So just keep an open eye out for people.
Yes, if you're relative contacts you through Facebook Messenger, right? You think, wow, that's my... First of all, there's some clues there that you just read through that make it seem suspect, but the fact that you could just pick up the phone and call them if you before you click anything, agree to anything.
Don't give any of your personal information out on Facebook or really any other social media for that, for as far as that goes. And just got another message. They say, are you kidding me? You really haven't been contacted yet? So if you can get on the text line, 251-343-0106, tell me what I should respond to this scammer with. I want to keep him on the line as long as possible.
Okay, we're going to get your top recommendations coming up, and the Dalton will use those, and we'll see how then we'll get the reaction back from the scammer. This will be fun. It's going to be a fun Monday. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way. We'll check News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A second person has been arrested in connection to Anaya Blanchard's disappearance. Over the weekend, Lee County officials arrested Antoine Fisher. The 19-year-old Blanchard was last seen late last month at a convenience store in Auburn. Her vehicle was found at an apartment complex in Montgomery. Ibrahim Yazid was arrested in connection to her death in Northwest Florida. The man convicted of killing a 7-month-old baby and 28-year-old woman in a hit-and-run crash in Pensacola will be sentenced today. Investigators said Marquise Wallace was driving a car at about
90 miles an hour on Cervantes Street last year when he hit 7-month-old Nariah Baldwin and 28-year-old Nefertiri Williams. A new study lists two states along the Gulf Coast as the most dangerous when it comes to Thanksgiving traffic. Experts with security company A Secure Life report that Mississippi is the worst state to travel in during the Thanksgiving holiday. Alabama came in as the sixth most dangerous state for Thanksgiving travel. They looked at the number of deadly car crashes between 2013 and 2017. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Sean Sullivan from Mike Ford's Liberty Safes, and it's back. 18 months, 0% interest with approved credit just in time for Christmas. Come by Mike Ford's today and get a Liberty Safe to protect your valuables from theft and fire. With over 200 safes in stock, you won't be disappointed. While shopping, register to win a Liberty 24 gun safe loaded with free accessories, no purchase necessary. Drawing will be held on Black Friday. Get 18 months, 0% financing now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. I-65 in Moffitt, just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
The Democratic chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, rebukes President Trump over the firing of Navy Secretary Richard Spencer.
Well, it's terrible that the President of the United States has inserted himself in this situation because, yes, he is in the chain of command. He can do what he wants to do. But when you go that far down, you don't know what you're doing.
Spencer was reportedly let go over the clash between the president and top military leadership concerning the fate of a Navy SEAL accused of war crimes in Iraq. Some late week weather woes may delay travel for some.
The Northeast, though, really does begin to be the problem on the way back home. For your Saturday and for your Sunday, that's when things start to get really, really rainy, windy, and slow down in airports from Boston all the way down to Atlanta.
Meteorologist Chad Myers, Charles Schwab is buying rival TD Ameritrade for $26 billion. Together, the companies would control more than $5 trillion in client assets. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Uber has lost its license in London for the second time in less than 3 years, putting one of its biggest markets outside the U.S. at risk after the transport regulator said it failed to address safety concerns. London authorities say the company's app has a vulnerability that allowed thousands of unauthorized users to pose as Uber drivers by uploading their photos to licensed accounts. Uber has 21 days to appeal and can continue to operate while a court considers the decision. 6 years after Frozen kicked off a pop culture blizzard, the sequel to Elsa, Anna, and Olaf's Adventures brought in a whopping $127 million domestically this weekend and $350 million worldwide. Tesla CEO Elon Musk indicated in a tweet the electric car maker received 200,000 orders for its electric pickup truck within 3 days of its launch. The company's website shows an immediate payment of $100 is required to reserve an order for the Cybertruck. And that's Your Money Now.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas. It's good medicine.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35 and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Yesterday, wow, beautiful day, beautiful afternoon. And what do we expect for this Thanksgiving week ahead?
Well, we're going to start out with some really nice weather today. We're going to warm up to about 65 degrees this afternoon. That's a little bit below normal. Right now, the normal temperature, high temperature is 68 degrees, so it's getting pretty close. Now, tonight, I expect some clouds to move in. The wind will be around to the south, and we won't be as cool tonight, around 50 degrees for the low. And then tomorrow should be a mostly cloudy day and even warmer, up to 75 degrees for tomorrow afternoon, and we're going to see an increase in humidity because of that southerly wind. Now, tomorrow night, there's the possibility of a few showers developing. And then on Wednesday, another cold front will be moving in. This is not going to bring any kind of a real blast of cold air. It mainly will bring in dry air. And as a result, we'll have some pretty nice weather for Thanksgiving. But Wednesday, look for showers, the high in the mid-70s. And the showers will end late in the day or perhaps into the evening. And then Thanksgiving should be mostly sunny and a high of about 70 degrees. So it looks really good. And good weather for Friday. Be partly cloudy in the mid-70s. Now, over the weekend, we'll stay with these temperatures in the 70s, but we have a chance of a few showers on Saturday and then a little better chance for some shower activity on Sunday. As I mentioned, highs over the weekend will be in the 70s.
Wow, okay. And sounds fantastic. Also, the hurricane season 2019, just a few days left.
Yeah, that's right. And right now we still have a named storm, although it's losing tropical characteristics. This is Sebastian, which is moving rapidly in a northeasterly direction across the central Atlantic. It's right now headed for the British Isles, which should arrive sometime early in the week. And it still has winds of about 60 miles an hour. It was up to 65 about 24 to 48 hours ago, and it never became a hurricane. But it's going to bring some gusty winds and plenty of rain to the British Isles, and it's, of course, no threat to North America. It's moving away from our continent.
Does that look like a chapter closed for hurricane season so far?
I think so. It's pretty quiet across the tropical Atlantic and the Caribbean and also the Gulf of Mexico, and conditions are just not favorable for tropical development, so that could very well close the door on it.
All right. Good news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 44 now at our studios. Let's check the drive-in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning again, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We've had a great start from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. If you're coming across the Bayway and the Causeway, accident-free conditions continue. Again, from Chickasaw to Saraland, watch for state troopers on 65. You can help the kids at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital have a better Christmas with Kane's Warrior Kids. Drop off an unwrapped new toy at Spring Hill Toyota, Aaron's Rent-Own at Tillman's Corner, Serpents of Bienville at Government Street, and Hobbytown USA in CBD America. Find out more at caneswarriorkids.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Scott Tripoli, the general manager of the Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
The Roberts Brothers Charitable Fund is a nonprofit program that provides financial and emotional support for Gulf Coast families that have endured the loss of a child. The Charitable Fund gives Roberts Brothers the chance to give back to our community. Visit robertsbrotherscharity.com for more information and to donate today.
Scott Tripoli left Orlando, the hospitality capital of the world, where he managed a 1,000-room hotel, to take the general manager job at the Grand Hotel. Per Scott, he had to have that 1,000-room job to get the job at the 400-room Grand. And one significant difference? In Orlando, people leave the hotel every day to visit the parks. The hotel empties out. At the Grand, they stay put, go into one of the pools, the beach, or the golf course. And Scott serves with the attitude of, the answer is yes, what's the question? And folks, after hearing him talk, you'll realize, like I did, we're lucky to have him in this part of the world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. but you got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
All right, 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And I know this, Larry, it's the end of the month, which is a big deal at LCM.
Absolutely. We got some bonuses, sales, and trying to make some bonus. We're trying to set some records, so we're going to be turning them loose this week.
Y'all been record setting for a long time, but this is another chance at it. Inventory is the key to that, so talk to me about inventory.
Well, we got a tremendous inventory, as always. We got plenty of trucks. We got diesels. We got two-wheel drives, four-wheel drives, crew cabs, extended cabs. We got commercial trucks. We actually got a F-450 boom truck, like the Seattle Power Power using. So we've had a lot of requests for those. So we got one.
That's awesome. And you also have people that want to finance trucks.
Absolutely. And the credit unions love trucks. The banks love trucks. You know, they know that their worker people use them, and they'll stand behind them.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Right now, we'll check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Here's the quote. She is home and doing well. That quote coming from the D.C. courts regarding Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was released from the hospital and is now home after having experienced chills and a fever. The Supreme Court announced on Sunday that Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg was admitted last Friday night to Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. She was initially evaluated at Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington before being transferred over to Johns Hopkins for further evaluation and treatment of any possible infection. The 86-year-old Ginsburg received antibiotics and fluids via an IV. Now, earlier in the month, she suffered from what the court described as a stomach bug and was absent from arguments on November 13th, but returned to the court's next public meeting on November the 18th. Ginsburg has been treated twice for cancer in the past year and 2 other times in 1999, and over the summer she received radiation for a tumor on her pancreas. Last winter, she underwent surgery for lung cancer. News out of Baldwin County this morning as a 4-month-long narcotics investigation leads to 4 arrests. It was a joint effort with the Foley Police Department Narcotics Unit and Criminal Investigations Division with assistance from the South Baldwin SWAT team and the FBI Safe Streets Task Force. After multiple warrants were issued at homes in Foley, 33-year-old Joseph Strayer, 38-year-old Justin Goldman, 63-year-old John Stewart, and 40-year-old Gwendolyn Rowell were all arrested. And between the 4, those charges include arrest for felony possession of a controlled substance, felony possession of marijuana in the first, misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia after black tar heroin, marijuana and drug paraphernalia, felony possession of a controlled substance, certain persons forbidden to possess a pistol, which is a felony, misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia after ice methamphetamines. According to authorities, at least 3 of the suspects are convicted felons and will likely face federal charges for possession of firearms and ammunition. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks.
See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Car Doctor is now offering street legal Yamaha packages.
That's right, street legal.
Come into Car Doctor today. Ask Trisha and Steven about how easy it is to make your gas Yamaha cart street legal. Car Doctor, Highway 90 in Theodore.
Summer's over, but the shelves at Allegri Farm Market are brimming with fruits and veggies that are at their peak in fall. Collards, turnips, Baldwin County sweet, juicy satsumas, and plenty of baking pumpkins. For the flavors and colors of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An 18-year-old is charged in the shooting death of an Alabama sheriff over the weekend. Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams was shot to death Saturday night in Hayneville, about 30 miles south of Montgomery. Sheriff Williams was responding to a noise complaint at a gas station. He's the sixth Alabama law enforcement officer killed in the line of duty this year. 18-year-old William Chase Johnson returned to the crime scene hours after that shooting and was taken into custody. He's being held without bond. A man is dead after a plane crash in northwest Florida. It happened at Peter Prince Field in Milton. The plane went down just before 10 o'clock Sunday morning. The pilot, the only one on board, was killed. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. The mysterious murder of a University of South Alabama professor remains unsolved. Campus police conducted a welfare check on Matthew Weiser's home on Gale Yard Drive Wednesday night. His body was found inside. He'd been shot to death. Right now, a suspect has not been arrested in the case. Mobile police believe this homicide is an isolated incident. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Local teams advance in the Alabama High School football playoffs. The Associated Press releases the latest top 25 rankings following week 13, and New Orleans beats Carolina on a last-second field goal. 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the high school football playoffs on Friday night, it was a good night for the teams in our area. In 6A, Spanish Fort beat Park Crossing 28-21. With that win in the 5A quarterfinals, the Toros move in, or 6A quarterfinals, the Toros move into the semifinals and will host Opelika on Friday night. In 4A, the UMS Wright Bulldogs won their 31st game in a row, shutting out Montgomery Catholic 21-0. The Bulldogs will host Andalusia on Friday night in the 4A semifinals. In 3A, Mobile Christian crushed number one ranked Gordo 41-21. Gordo came into the game undefeated before the Leopards put an end to their season. Mobile Christian will host T.R. Miller on Friday night in the 3A semifinals. And in 2A, the Leroy Bears beat Ayrton 35-24. In the semifinals this week, Leroy will hit the road to face Real Town. In college football, we'll have to wait until tomorrow night for the latest college football playoff rankings, but the newest Associated Press poll was released yesterday. The top five teams remained the same for the third straight week. LSU is number one with 50 first-place votes. Ohio State comes in at number two, with the Buckeyes receiving 9 first-place votes after beating Penn State 28-17. Clemson is ranked third with 3 first-place votes. Georgia comes in at number four after hanging on to beat Texas A&M 19-13. And Alabama remains ranked fifth after crushing Western Carolina 56-3. Utah is now the top-ranked Pac-12 team after the Utes beat Arizona 35-7. They take over the number 6 spot from Oregon due to the Ducks losing to Arizona State 31-28. The loss dropped Oregon to number 14 in this week's poll. Oklahoma moved up one spot to number 7, Florida up 2 spots to number 8, Minnesota moved up 2 spots to number 9, and Michigan up 2 spots to number 10. The Auburn Tigers are the only SEC team in the rankings outside of the top 10. The Tigers stayed steady at number 16 after shutting out Samford 52-0. In the NFL yesterday, Will Lutz kicked a 33-yard field goal as time expired, putting the New Orleans Saints past the Carolina Panthers 34-31.
Will Lutz from 33 yards. Zach Wood to Thomas Morstead. Hold is down, kick is up, and it is good! It's good! Will Lutz is good from 33, and the New Orleans Saints are going to win this one 34-31.
That call comes from WWL. The Saints lead the NFC South with a 9-2 record. New England beat Dallas 13-9 on a cold, rainy game in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Jameis Winston tossed 3 touchdown passes, leading Tampa Bay past Atlanta 35-22. Chicago beat the New York Giants 19-14. Buffalo got the win over Denver 20-3. Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 16-10, dropping the Bengals to 0-11 this year. The Browns won their third in a row, with Cleveland beating Miami 41-24. New York Jets crushed Oakland 34-3. Seattle beat Philadelphia 17-9. Washington snapped a 4-game losing streak, beating Detroit 19-16. Derrick Henry rushed for 159 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Tennessee Titans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 42-20. And San Francisco stomped Green Bay 37-8 on Sunday Night Football. 7:51 on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. So far, Mobile Police Department have been able to keep the roadways clear. No major backups or delays. You'll see McDonald Road and 3 Knots. You've got heavier traffic also off of Spring Hill, Moffitt, and Dolphin in 65. But the Bayway and the Causeway running smooth coming in through the Eastern Shore. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road behind the Mellow Mushroom at the USA campus. They offer all things hemp. Mention this ad, you'll get 15% off all purchases. And don't forget the original CBD America on Highway 43 in Satsuma. See them at CBDAmerica1.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
We all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Brit.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed, and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
Right, 7:54 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way. TSA has some heads up for us if you're planning to carry food with you on the airplane heading for Thanksgiving. We'll give you details on what you can and what you can't take aboard an airline. That's coming up right after headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Tragedy on the tracks after an Amtrak train hits a vehicle in Palm Beach County, Florida, claiming the lives of three people. According to local authorities, Saturday afternoon, quote, it appears the vehicle was traveling over the tracks and did not stop as that train approached. Investigators believe that the three people were in the vehicle and were all killed. Now, Silver Star Train 92 was stopped Saturday evening, according to Amtrak. The train was en route to New York from Miami. There were 200 passengers and crew on board, but thankfully, no injuries were reported. News out of Baldwin County. A suspect who led police on a high-speed chase is now in police custody. The suspect has been identified by officials as 26-year-old Carl Brazington IV. This is a follow-up to a story we first told you about last week. The Foley Police Department and the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office were involved in that chase, and that chase went through Somerdale via County Road 28. As for Brazington, he is from Spanish Fort, and he was booked into the Baldwin County Jail. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 7:56 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. All right, TSA, number one, I like the fact that TSA has time to develop an app called My TSA. It's free download for Android or iPhone. My TSA, and there's a feature on there called Can I Bring? Okay. So you go there and you load this thing at Can I Bring? So let's go to the food section here. Can I Bring? You are allowed to carry on. Carry on now. Pies, cakes, stuffing or dressing, rolls, vegetables, casseroles, and yes, a turkey. As in an entire turkey. A cooked turkey, even a full uncarved Thanksgiving bird is acceptable, and frozen turkeys are okay too.
Oh, you can
use that as your carry-on. You can bring a whole turkey.
Well, now, what if you bring the turkey on?
Sorry, it's cracking me up.
And it's cooked. Can you carve said turkey on the plane?
So put it on that little biscotti thing they give you along with the Fresca or whatever the drink is. So, I guess. But no, because you can't have a knife on the plane.
That's a good point.
You just tear at it.
Well, they have those...
Tear at it like a wild animal.
They have that plastic cutlery.
Yes.
Try to use that.
So, you've got... So, you can bring on... You can bring on the turkey. You can bring on cakes, stuffing, rolls, vegetables, casseroles. What can't you bring on? Well, they said anything liquidy. That means no gravy. Can't bring gravy on. Can't bring cranberry sauce. Well, I could argue cranberry sauce is a solid. You can't bring on any kind of jam or jelly. And mashed potatoes are considered a non-solid food. You cannot bring mashed potatoes on the plane. Potatoes, yes, I guess. Mashed potatoes, no.
How much did it cost the government to make this app?
I shudder to think. All right, we'll be back. Hour number three coming up. Senator Doug Jones joins us next.